You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a special travel edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you from Athens. Not Athens, Alabama, where I'm from, but Athens, Tennessee. And I'm speaking with Donna Ballou, who is the manager of Mayfield Dairy's Visitor Center. They just opened back. Here we are today, able to enjoy Mayfield Dairy's and take the tour with our family. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Donna Ballou.
Thank you so much.
Glad
Such
to have you.
Such a privilege to be on.
You had short notice. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes, just a short parking lot walk. Maybe 2 or 3 minutes,
right?
But I'm so happy to have to be on.
Well, I shared with you that I had finished a bucket of Mayfield ice cream at the house, and on the back it talked about the tours, and it said Athens. I was like, okay, wow, we're in Athens, Alabama, and this is Athens, Tennessee, and it just so happens we're headed to the Smokies, and then I see a sign, take the tour, and then we pull up and see another sign that says reopen for tours June the 6th. Our timing couldn't have been any better to be here today.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yes, we started the tours back yesterday. We have been closed for about 2.5 years due to COVID. So we're just now reopening and getting back in the tour of the plant, and we're just very excited.
Donna, what did you do for the past 2.5 years?
Well, we were open inside the gift shop and the ice cream parlor. So you were able to come in, you know, get some ice cream, purchase, you know, a mug or a t-shirt, but not actually being able to go inside the plant. So our plant is just the star of, you know, of Mayfield. So we are so excited that everybody is going back and being able to see our yellow jugs being made, milk being filled, and our ice cream.
So something has definitely been missing. And then across the factory, when you think about people saying, oh, the tour is back open, how does that make people across the Mayfield Dairies family feel about that?
Very happy, because we were at a point of just, okay, where is COVID going to go? You know, we are a food plant, so we're very, very cautious of everything. So everyone is very excited to see visitors coming back through the plant.
As I mentioned, we had a tortilla factory, me and my wife, for several years in Athens, Alabama, and we loved being able to give people tours of the factory to let them watch tortillas be made. A lot of people had never seen that done, as the tortillas were extruded from the corn tortilla machine or watching the flour tortilla machine press out the tortillas. It was just an exciting thing to be able to show what we do and then show this is how the product is made. You, of course, you see a finished product on the shelf, but to gain a greater appreciation of what is all involved with getting it to the store.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times we go to the grocery store, we don't even think of the process of how something is made. So when you come here and you get to go to our blow mold area where you actually see those yellow pellets being melted and formed into that jug, I think that just gives you an appreciation, you know, when you go and you see that jug in the store, especially for kids. You know, we have a lot of school groups that come in, and we have parents that'll come back and say, my kid says we can only buy that yellow jug. So that's another big thing.
That's awesome.
Just people going in the plant and just seeing that process. It's very rare to be able to go into a food plant. So, and we're very proud of our product.
I'm big into tourism, and one of the things that I went through was the Travel Marketing College, which was offered at the time in Dahlonega, Georgia, through Southeast Tourism Society. And I was part of Alabama Mountain Lakes. They're a sponsor of the show, North Alabama, Visit North Alabama. And so I've been very involved with trying to promote visitor centers and other activities that people can enjoy when they come to North Alabama specifically. But here we have a place where people can come and visit here in Athens, Tennessee, the Mayfield Dairy Farms, and have that experience. And we're bringing people from all over the world right here to Athens, Tennessee. That's incredible to be able to do that, and it helps other businesses in the area.
It does. We have people that come from all over the world and all over this country. So it is amazing just to see the dynamics of people coming in that have never heard of the Mayfield brand and coming in and finding out that we were named the world's best ice cream by Time Magazine. That sort of, you know, is a novelty when they come in and realize they're at a place that has the world's best ice cream and I think the world's best milk. But for our community, it is awesome. Before COVID, we had about 100,000 visitors a year. So that is a lot of people coming to visit this community. So
absolutely. What brought you or made you part of Mayfield Dairy Farms?
So I've been the coordinator. Well, I am the coordinator now. I've been the coordinator for about 15 years, but I started working here 26 years ago. So started out just dipping ice cream and started doing tours. So I started out just on floor and just worked my way up. And I love the company. It is a great company. Love the product. So I'm just proud.
Yes. So you're an Athens, Tennessee girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Lived here all my life.
That's awesome. Well, you think about that and you think about the jobs that are created because it's right here in Athens, Tennessee, and all the people that are able to take care of their families because of this business.
Right. With the Mayfield family, I mean, when they started this in 1910, they moved here in the 1800s, but in 1910 was when they started this business, and it has just grown the community so much. So there's so much support for our community here through the business. We also have a lot of large automotive plants here, but at this location, we have about 300 employees.
There are several people in here right now in the visitor center. They seem to be enjoying themselves. Have you noticed since yesterday more traffic, the word's getting out that
yes.
the tours are back open?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen more traffic. Some people haven't heard the news yet, so we hope that gets out. So we greatly appreciate you getting that out for us. It's just a really good stop if you're on your way to Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg, you know, to stop in. If you don't have time for the tour, that usually takes about 45 minutes. But just to come in and get an ice cream, if you like.
I think letting young people have this experience, too, is really important. For my 8-year-old daughter, she never saw the tortilla factory. We closed that long before she was born. But it also encourages that creativity. If you remember, and I'm sure you do, like I do, Mr. Rogers would take people to factories, the kids.
Yes.
He would take them there, and they would actually get to see through the television how things were made. I always enjoyed that as a young person myself.
Yes. I think any type of experience like that, especially if it's hands-on, you're actually going into the plant, you know, you're not just watching a video, you're actually seeing the product being made. Like I said, when we have school groups, that makes an impression on them.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here today. I'm glad that our timing is what it is, where we can let Mark White Show listeners know about Mayfield Dairy Farms and being open again for tours, and they can come and enjoy this place in Athens, Tennessee. We're going to take a tour here in just a few minutes, and we're going to have an experience, me and April and Cora, and get to come back and talk to you again, Donna, after the experience. What should we expect when we go into the tour?
Well, first off, I don't know if most people are excited about this, but you get to wear a hairnet. So we'll get a hairnet on and watch a video, and we'll take you through the plant. And then when you come back, we can talk about your experience.
April's going to put on her net and hairnet, and it's probably going to make her think about Tortillas Blanco.
Yes.
She may turn around and run. She was at the end of a tortilla machine, and she was stacking so fast. If you ever remember the episode of I Love Lucy that everybody loves
yes.
about the chocolates,
yes.
it was kind of that way with corn tortillas. I made 400 dozen an hour. And so you've got tortillas coming out very quickly, and she was at the end stacking tortillas, and some of those stacks would be a foot and a half tall.
Wow.
As they were coming off the cooling belt, and she was stacking them, keeping them in order. And I know that was a big deal for her. I was just putting the masa into the machine, but
yes.
that may bring back some memories. But we're really glad to be here today at Mayfield Dairy Farms with you, Donna Ballou, and appreciate your work here. Won't keep you, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the tour and our experience today.
Sounds great.
Folks, Donna Ballou, she is the manager here at Mayfield Dairy Farms Visitor Center. I hope that you can make it to Athens, Tennessee. We're going to go to the tour, and then we'll be back with Donna Ballou, and we'll talk about our experience here at Mayfield Dairy Farms as we take the tour. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. You are listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as we are enjoying Mayfield Dairy Farms in Athens, Tennessee. So glad to be here with Donna Ballou today. She is the manager of the Visitor Center. She has committed 26 years of her life to Mayfield Dairy Farms. And we were just talking about things that we have a passion for. I was telling her that as we go into the tour and we watch that first 10-minute video, it really brings a tear to my eye thinking about my old business, Tortillas Blanco, and the passion and the energy that I had into that business, the time that we put into it to make it a success. Sometimes those things don't work out. So if you've been in that situation and you've had a business, you had a dream, you had a vision, and it didn't work out for you, I want to encourage you, don't give up and don't quit. Because here I am now at Mayfield Dairy Farms. I'm doing the Mark White Show. We're recognizing difference makers, and we're doing our part to try to help other people in our communities. And I really love making that product because it gets to you, and then you take the shows and you decide, okay, I want to be a part of this effort. I want to make a difference in this way. And here we have Donna Ballou. She's been a part of this effort for a very long time. And now we have the tours back open. People are able to go through again. And I know that, as you mentioned in the first segment, Donna, that's very important to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important for the public to be able to come in, get a connection with the product, like we were talking about, you know, just having a meal or eating a bowl of ice cream with a family member. You remember that. You have a connection with that food or that product. So for people to be able to come in and go through the plant and experience how it's made and the care that the employees have, we just think that is awesome.
I told one of your little granddaughters, and of course you're called Nana, and I told her that one day she's going to remember coming with her sister to see Nana here at Mayfield Dairy Farms, and it's going to mean something. They're sitting here eating ice cream, and they come to see you here. I know that's special.
Yes, absolutely. And they are, you do not show anything, give them anything, unless it is in a yellow jug or a yellow card. And so, I mean, they are true diehard Mayfield fans. But yes, it's making those memories and like I said, making that connection with people coming in. Like we talked about earlier, we have people from all over the world, all over this country that comes and visit. So they leave happy and just happy with the product too.
Now their mom, and I didn't get her name,
Elizabeth.
But Elizabeth, she was sharing about what a giver you are and how much you care about people. That is something important to you. And I didn't know you before today. I simply called and said, can I do an interview here at Mayfield Dairy Farms? But I'm glad to hear that, because we need that type of people in our communities that say, I want to help others. When I see others who are struggling or have something that's a challenge for them, whatever I can do to try to help, then I feel like that's my job. And I'm glad to be talking to someone who feels like that's the way we need to be too.
Absolutely. I mean, I just feel like I have a job here, but beyond that, you have a ministry. Your life every day is a ministry, whether you're going to help somebody, no matter how big or how small that is. Sometimes people come in and, you know, they just need somebody to talk to. So we don't even talk about milk or ice cream. You know, we can talk about, you know, a family member that passed away or something like that. But absolutely, the Lord has blessed me so much to give me this opportunity to work with visitors and the public. So absolutely, I count it a blessing.
I love that. Let's talk about, too, the farmers that are involved here, because it is farmer-owned. 83% within 150 miles, we have the dairy farmers.
Yes, so that is very important to us. We are owned by Dairy Farmers of America. So we are a company that is about 3,000 dairy farmers owned. But we take great pride in that we get most of our milk, like you said, 83% coming in from this area within 150 miles. So that is very impactful for this area, for the counties surrounding us, that we actually, you know, bring milk in from local dairy farms.
And then 20% of the 83% comes from a dairy farm just down the road.
Yes, Sweetwater Valley Farm. So they make cheese. So they also have a tour there that you can go through and see the cows and see how cheese is made. So,
nice.
So it's very, very nice.
Sweetwater Farms, how far is it from the dairy here?
It is about 25 miles.
Okay.
So it's not very far. So, and we receive milk from them every day.
So people can put that on their agenda too.
They do, yes, absolutely. So one part, you can go to them and visit and see, you know, the cows and the farm, and then see how it's finished up here.
I was sharing with you, Donna, with my tortilla factory. We were part of Buy Alabama's Best, and being a part of that program put us on a poster that was placed in grocery stores across the state of Alabama, and one of the products that was featured was Mayfield ice cream because of their location in Birmingham, Alabama, where they make the novelty products.
Yes. Yes, we do have a plant in Birmingham, Alabama. They do all of our novelties, so they do ice cream sandwiches, brown cows, Sunday cones. This plant that's in Athens, Tennessee, we do more of like the 3-gallon bulk containers like you would see in dipping parlors, or, you know, the 56 or 48 ounces that you would see in the grocery stores. But yes, we are very proud of our Birmingham plant.
Now, Donna, do you know of any efforts that Mayfield Dairy Farms has gotten behind in the past? Maybe some charity work, organizations that are special to the business?
Well, of course, you know, dairy farming is our mainstay that we always back our farmers. We do community relief. So we gave out 30,000 gallons of milk during COVID. So really just reaching to our community and backing all of those different things that we have within the community.
And it seems to be well received here in Athens, Tennessee.
It is, very, very.
That is great. And we have some young tour guides that are up and coming. So when someone comes, they're being trained as we speak.
They are.
People who make plans to come, they will have by then maybe a very experienced young person to go through and give them a tour.
Yes, absolutely. It is, once you go on the tour, it's, once you learn the tour, and because it's a lot of information. When you were going through, you probably, you know, realized it's just a lot of information. But once they get that down, and then you're passionate about the product, then they love it.
Yes, we saw the milk, we saw sherbet, we saw buttermilk, we saw the chocolate milk, and we saw, let's see, what else was it? We saw Baskin-Robbins in the pints.
Yes.
So people sometimes will see, when they come on the tour, they may see some labels that they're familiar with from other stores, other places.
Right. We do package for some different companies, and that all comes from this plant. Of course, it's different recipe, different ingredients, but we do package here.
Excellent.
Send that out.
So people who want to come visit Athens, Tennessee, and specifically the Mayfield Dairy Farms, what do they need to know before they get here?
Well, we are located right off of Interstate 75. So we are right in between Chattanooga and Knoxville. So if you are traveling on 75, you will come right by us. We're on exit 52, and we're about 4 miles from the interstate. So we are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The tours are from 10 to 3, and they're every hour on the hour. Now, right now on Saturdays, we are open from 10 to 2 for the gift shop and the ice cream parlor, but we do not have tours at this time.
I think it's time for some ice cream.
I think so. And also, in we have our gift shop and our ice cream parlor, but then we also have a simulated milking cow. So anybody that wants to come in and try their hand at milking.
Excellent. Donna Ballou, it's been a real pleasure to be here at the Mayfield Dairy Farms today to talk to you as manager of the Visitor Center. I hope that listeners will come out when they have a trip planned to stop by and visit with you.
Yes, absolutely. Just come by and say hello, and we've got lots of different ice creams to choose from and milkshakes.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Donna Ballou, Mayfield Dairy Farms, and even her granddaughters, Hadley and Rieslin. Shout out to Hadley and Rieslin. Glad to see both of you, and especially Rieslin, because she's selling that ice cream on her face.
Yes, she's selling the chocolate.
We hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the Mark White Show as we recognize difference makers from across the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can also listen to the Mark White Show on Sundays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on 98.1 The Beat. If you want to stream that from anywhere in the world, you can do that by going to 981thebeat.com. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show from Athens, Tennessee at Mayfield Dairy Farms, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.